How long have the Bathurst Panthers been around?
Okay, Bathurst Panthers was formed in 2000, originally called Penguins Rugby League Club. And before that, in 1990, we actually were originally called Bathurst Charlestons. Bathurst Charlestons started out in 1942 and emerged with the league club called Bathurst Penguins. And we became the Bathurst Penguins in 1990 to 2000. In 2000, Bathurst Penguins League Club went into liquidation and Penrith Panthers bought us out. Under the agreement with the football club, with the sponsorship money, we had to go back to the black jumper, which is Penrith's colours, and we were formed then as the Bathurst Panthers Football Club. We have a fairly good relationship with Penrith. We have a number of players that have gone from Bathurst to Penrith over the last probably 10 years. A lot of the under-18s, and Harry Saiga is actually playing first grade on Saturday, tomorrow night, with the Cowboys. Penrith take the Cowboys end up in Queensland, and Harry, being a local junior, has been playing with Penrith for 4 years. At the age of 17, he signed a $75,000 contract with Penrith over 3 years, so it was actually about $270,000 as a 17-year-old kid to play Harold Matz, Jersey Flag and Toyota Cup. So, and we've also got another one just signed up, which the name is Bradley Cheshire. He's actually signed up for next year for Toyota Cup. He's an under-18s player. And that's how we formed with Penrith and have a good relationship with the local kids going through that are good enough to go into the next level of football, which is Harold Matz or Jersey Flag.
How have the seasons gone since 2000 for the Bathurst Panthers?
The second division side's pretty much a 18s, over-18s players side. And they're undefeated at the moment. They won the last year they got beat by St. Pat's, but they won three grand finals consistently in a row and look like probably sealing up the minor premiership tomorrow on Sunday against Mudgee. They're 6 points in front of every other club and we'll seal the grand final or seal the minor premiership on Sunday against Mudgee, and that should give us a nice little week break after we play the semi-finals.
Where is it happening this Sunday? What are the times?
Sunday we're playing Mudgee Dragons. Mudgee are coming second on the competition ladder. We're running fifth, so it's a big game for us. We need to actually beat them to keep in fifth. Otherwise, we'll get knocked out. We'll probably go back to sixth. We've got two games to go for the season, so we need to win this game definitely to get into the fifth position, which will give us a semi-final berth in 2 weeks' time.
And what grade is that?
That's first grade, sorry. That's our Premier League side.
Is there much of a rivalry between Bathurst Panthers and the Bathurst St. Pat's Rugby League Club?
There is a massive rivalry. It has been a massive rivalry probably since we went to Penguins. So it's been really nearly 20 years. It's just one of those things where it's like a local derby. You know, we're mates off the field, but on the game day, there's no mates in the game, you know, and we will play to the death to beat them, and that's the way it goes every year. We just try to outdo them every year, and they do the same to us. Now, it's something that we've had, and you know, we're all good mates off the field. There's nothing wrong with that, but on local derbies, there's no mates in the game, you know, and yeah, it's a solid. Probably one of the toughest games of the year, and I think every local derby is a tough game. We've never had a weak game. It's just you got to be on the ball and make no mistakes. But unfortunately, we did make a mistake this year, and they beat us twice this year by 4 points and 8 points. So the boys aren't happy, but at the end of the game, you know, it's part of life, you know. You can't win every time, but, you know, we're still hoping to have a grand final against St. Pat's one year. That's our main goal, because it'd be the biggest grand final in probably in the history of rugby league in Group 10, because it's never happened before. It's been close, but we've actually outdone them a couple of times to go to the grand final.